Among those questions, how to best clean the river? What's the timeline for doing so? Are state regulators too cozy with the companies they monitor? How dangerous is the Dan River for humans and aquatic life? What should be done with the more than 30 remaining coal ash ponds in the state? Was this preventable? And is anything really going to change?
You know, there were a lot of questions that were either pushed off, not able to be answered, delayed for a later time, referred to a website.
Amy Adams used to work for the State Department of Environment and Natural Resources, DENR. Today she's an environmentalist with Appalachian Voices. Coal ash is a byproduct from coal-fired power plants. It's mixed with water and stored in ponds. Kate Dunnigan was also in the crowd. She drove up from Greensboro with concerns and questions about the spill.
I think the big takeaways for me are more about what I did not learn as opposed to what I did learn.
For more than 2 hours, a packed room remained civil but intense as many pointed questions went largely unanswered. Duke spokesman Jeff Brooks.
We had no prior knowledge that this would be an issue here, and so it's something that is part of our investigation we're going to have to look at very closely to see what the real situation was and what caused the break.
Isn't it fair to say that if there was a metal pipe going through the ground, a coal ash pond never should have expanded over the metal pipe?
Well, again, it's you know, that's something that we're going to have to look at. It was not a design that we placed in our other plants, certainly, and it was not the original design of the plant. So it's something that we'll have to look at in our investigation.
The company initially thought the broken pipe was made of cement. Why the pipe broke remains yet another unanswered question. The hole has been plugged and a fraction of the pipe has been filled with cement. EPA officials say eventually all of the almost 1,000 long-foot pipe will be filled. Duke has begun vacuuming up some of the highly concentrated coal ash in the river at the end of the pipe. For the time being, they say trying to dredge the pond in its current state could lead to another disaster. All agencies involved and health officials say treated drinking water remains safe, but people are being warned against long-term exposure to the Dan River. Meanwhile, there is a second, separate pipe running underneath the same pond. There are questions about the durability, risk factors, and what to do with that stormwater pipe. So far, no answers.
Right now at the moment, we're still conducting water sampling.
That's Kevin Eichinger. He's on the Federal Emergency Response Team dealing with the spill. He was part of the cleanup crew in Kingston, Tennessee, 6 years ago. There was a rupture in a dike that unleashed 1.1 billion tons of coal ash. That was the biggest coal ash spill in U.S. history. This is the third biggest on record, though just a fraction of what happened to the West. Eichinger says the agency is currently using methods learned from that spill.
What do we sample for? How do we sample? Where's coal ash deposit? What data do we need to take during that sampling to do the models to determine where it has, where it's deposited?
After the spill in Tennessee, there was lots of talk about proposed new regulations, how to deal with 50-year-old unlined coal ash ponds, and industry changes. But coal is big business, and nothing really changed. Amy Adams, the state employee turned environmentalist, says this is history repeating itself.
Absolutely, 100% unequivocally, this was preventable. Had the EPA passed regulations in 2008 after Kingston, we would have regulations guiding on a federal level how this ash was stored.
Adams and many other environmentalists say the series of spills could be stopped simply by digging the coal ash out of these unlined ponds and moving it to lined landfills away from water sources. Meanwhile, this meeting played out after an announcement yesterday from Governor Pat McCrory's administration that a new task force is being created at DENR. The task force will assess all other coal ash ponds in the state over the next month. Opponents say that McCrory, who worked at Duke Energy for 29 years, is delaying meaningful action. Neither the state government, EPA, or Duke has laid out any specific timeline for what the next steps are or when they will take place. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio. WUNC.